The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Welcome to the Brocast, where we dive deep into the world of pro wrestling and film for keeps. Join us as we talk and explore. The Brocast is knocking at your door. The world of pro wrestling and film for keeps. Join us as we talk and explore. The Brocast is knocking at your door. Ooh. Welcome to the Brocast, where we dive deep into the world of pro wrestling and film for keeps. Join us as we talk and explore. The Brocast is knocking at your door.
Guys, and welcome to another episode of the Brocast podcast. My name is Thomas, and sitting with me, as always, is my bro, and he's your bro too. Give it up for Alan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Brocast. It is me, it is I, it is he, Alan of the Brocast. Tom, how are you?
Bro, I'm going good. It's a bit hot. I've got my it's a cold winter here in Australia, but I had my little heater going, and now I'm actually too hot. So I cracked a window, so I've got all the cold air coming in, and then I'll get hot again, and then hot and cold. So, yeah.
Thanks for sharing with the class. Very good. I have news.
Yes?
I have news. Something came in the mail yesterday. Normally, today is Monday down here in Oz, as we're recording this. We got something came in the mail on a Sunday. We're living in a time now where I was thinking about this. I was on my way to work this morning when you and I were younger. Mail only came between the days of Monday to Friday. None of the Saturday business, none of this Friday business, none of the Sunday business. So it was quite exciting to know that something in the mail, two things came in the mail yesterday for myself and this house that we live in. Would you like to take a guess what it might be?
I'm trying to think what you would have ordered. I spoke to you recently. We didn't talk about any packages.
This is something you don't really bring up in conversation. That's why I was thinking this podcast is as lowbrow it can be sometimes. And it's one of the things we really do talk about a lot. And it's not wrestling, it's the other shit.
So to do with video gaming?
No.
Did you get a fine, Al?
Did I get a fine? No, not lately. It's the first experience of ever owning one and actually trying it out last night. It came in the mail yesterday, and there's something that you attach to your toilet and helps you have an experience when after you've used the toilet, and it helps you with the cleaning up. And we purchased, and it came in the mail yesterday, not one, but two bidets.
Wow.
That's right. We living big over here in Chateau D. Harrison of two bidets. And I've never in my life experienced a bidet before. I've seen them on TV. I've talked to friends. I've talked to family who have experienced it before, and it was just an interesting thing to go through life. Soon it was installed, my partner looks at me and goes, "Off you go." And I went, "Okay." I couldn't help myself. I just went into the bathroom. I did my business, and then I was like, and I'm looking at the handle, and there's two handles onto it. The one that goes down is for the ladies, and there's the one that goes up. It's for the men, because there's a little symbol on it. It's just, it's like pink for the ladies and then Bluford boys or men. And I tried it. And so I pressed the button, pushed the leather up. I was like sitting there like that, very excited. Pushed the leather up. Nothing came out. I was like, oh, fuck. Did I install it incorrectly? Shit. No, then I pressed up a little bit more. And a little bit, and there was that scene out of Nicolas Cage in that, where he's a priest or something, and he's, I think it's some type of angels or something like that, and it's him behind this woman's backside, and he's screaming. It was one of those moments where I was like, what the, it was an experience, I must say. Yeah. So I just thought, because we talk so much shit on this show, I had to share the great news that is Harrison, the Harrison's got a bidet. Mm. And I had to share it with you and the people listening, you poor bastards.
So why? Why did you purchase it? Why the interest?
We saw they were on special online, and my partner and I looked at each other and went, we've got some money. Why don't we do it again? She goes, have you ever tried that? I said, no. Nah. In all my travels, I've never got to experience what it's like. I know they're quite modern in parts of the world. I know there's ones in Japan that actually like play music and give you like heat the seat for you. And, you know, instead of just like cold water, sometimes they project like a warmness up, you know, around the area. So, yeah. I just thought it was something that would be good to have in the house. And just to, you know, once it was installed, it was like, it's just like, go ahead. I was like, yes. It's like a kid at Christmas time. It's like, okay, can I open up the gift now? Can we get the PlayStation out of the box and can we plug it in and play it now? But your cousins are coming over. I don't care. They're not playing. No, you need to share it with everyone. No, it's not happening. Mm. So that's my news, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in.
What's the verdict, though, Al? What's
it's an experience.
Tell me what.
Oh, okay. In an experience, I must say it's probably a very wise investment that her and I did, and we are very. I am very happy. I'm very happy with the experience, and I would say it helps. It helps. Mm. I think the older we've talked about in life, every now and again, you always, you know, there might be a bit of brown in the pants, and you're like, where the fuck did it okay. I'm old now. So to have that in the household and walking around with a clean ring, it's pretty top tier. It's a feel-good Monday in this house.
Well, I've only ever done it once, and it would have been when I first went to Japan. I'm talking like 2007, 2008, and it was on a stopover. We did Melbourne to Japan, and then Japan to British Columbia in Canada. And I remember we had like 6 hours to kill in Japan. And I remember the first time walking in going, like, what? Like, you sit down, you do your business, and then you kind of go, wait, where is the paper?
Yep.
And I'm like, and there was a machine, but it was all in Japanese language. So I'm just like, what is it? And I'm like, okay, I can go by the picture. It looks like something. I'll push it. And at first, I remember leaping, like the leap out of the chair, because you're like, you're not used to a sensation.
No.
And you're like, wait a minute, that's water. And I'm like, oh, it's warm water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh, that's different. Never done it since then. Never seen them, even in where we live in Australia. I've never come across them. I can see the investment, though.
Yes.
Because you'll save on, you know, buying toilet paper, all those things as well.
Well, I must say...
What do the others think?
I must say, toilet paper is also important as well, too. So it doesn't just completely, you know, clean up the duke. It actually, you know, it encourages you. It doesn't do the whole bloody thing for you. You've got to at least, you know,
get a dryer on the side.
Well, that's what you can. I know there's ones that you can actually do that for you too, which is wild. The family is, they're down for it. My son had never experienced it, and he was like, oh, when you're finished in there. Well, I said, well, give it a couple of minutes, mate. I'll crack a window before you have to go in there.
Get some matches.
We'll light one up, son. Just wait. Just wait, buddy.
This is for you. Don't go in there, brother. Don't go in there.
Yeah. Well, he told me, funny enough, he said the same shit to me today. He goes, Jesus, Dad, you could have put a fan on. And I went, listen here, you little shit. He's emulating things that I say to him. And now he's just like, you know what? I'll do it now. Yeah. It's very funny. But, he said to enjoy it. He was like, Dad, that was weird. And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah. But I feel clean. And I said, thanks for sharing with the class. Mm. Very good. So, yeah, very happy with the wise investment. This thing will happen. This will be with us forever. You know, when they take us downstairs and they, you know, we're, you know, put into the hearse and then driven away from here. Yeah, they'll be like, oh, they lived happy. Just look at their toilets.
Mm. You get the sit-down shower thing soon. Get the chair for the shower.
What do you mean, one of those commode things?
Yeah. Just sit there.
No. Taking the shit in the shower. I kind of think of anything worse. I think I've spoken to you about this. If my life becomes like that, if I ever become like, I can't do that anymore, I need to be taken out the back behind the shed and Old Yeller, bang. Mm. I nearly said Lassie, but that didn't happen to Lassie. It happened to Old Yeller. And that's an old reference too. I don't think there's many people out there who probably understand that reference. I think you've got to be at least over 40 to understand that reference, or maybe even the late 35, because that's a reference that people go, Old Yeller, what does that mean? What's that? And then you tell them, and they're like, what? Why? What was wrong with the dog? And they said, it got rabies. It wasn't just the dad didn't kill the dog. It was the boy, the owner, the boy. And they're like, the boy shot the dog? Did the dog live? And I went, no, he had rabies and he got shot. Why? Because he had rabies. He was going, if the dog bit anyone, they would have got sick and died. Oh, was it the real dog? I went, I don't know. Look it up. They're like, no, I don't want to. It makes me sad. I'm like, okay, what the fuck are we talking about this? Get back to work. I work with 20-year-olds, so there we go.
I was going to say the dog could become Cujo, but people wouldn't know what Cujo is. It's a Stephen King movie, guys. Go on.
Well, I think people
haven't seen it. I like it.
It's a good book too. And people might know from the book as well.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, I guess let's move on from the toilet humor and talk about what we're here for, guys. This is episode 232 of the Brocast. Last time you would have heard our voice was a few weeks ago when we put out ECW One Night Stand 2006. It was a show that we recorded, I think, at least 8 years ago, and really how the product has changed since then. The last time we had this in live format was last month, where we covered Monday Night Raw. Stone Cold Steve Austin, HBK, become the WWF Tag Team Champs. We're on the road to what would be revealed as Kane, being the brother of The Undertaker. We were kind of thinking for this month, like, what other events could we do? You know, what's something we haven't covered in quite a while? And we're having a chat off the mic. What I wanted to do was the very first episode of WWE ECW, which was middle of June 2006. But as I told Alan, it's literally nowhere. Like, you can watch it in sections on YouTube, like when Van Damme was given the belt by Paul Heyman. Here's Just Incredible versus Kurt Angle. Here's the Hardcore Battle Royal. But I'm like, where's the show? Like, I just want to watch the show. It's like 50 minutes long, and you can't find it anywhere. And I'm like, okay. And I don't feel like splicing things and putting it together. I thought, what else could we do? And I realized we haven't done TNA in quite a while. Been at least, what, good 2 years we've done TNA. And we're not talking about the newer TNA. We're talking about NWA TNA, the Jeff Jarrett era. You know, Vince Russo was there. Dusty Rhodes, Shane Douglas, Tanay, Don West, AJ Styles, Jerry Lynn, Loki. And I thought, what could we do? And I discovered, and I remember this actually from years ago, TNA Impact number 1 actually happened in June of 2004. Mm-hmm. So we're actually traveling back 22 years ago to the very first episode of TNA Impact. Now, you can actually watch this on YouTube. I've downloaded it so I don't get ads because I don't have premium. So we're going to be watching that for your viewing and listening pleasure. But as we do, before we kick into this watch-along, we want to give a shout-out to not one, but Two Great Wrestling Podcast. Check these guys out.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Hey, it's Chris from Markin' Out, the only online listening experience in the world. Join myself, Dave, and social media influencer Brandon as we release a weekly podcast that covers the world of professional wrestling. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on all major podcasting applications, follow us on Twitter at Markin' Out, and watch all of our great videos at youtube.com/markinout11. And as always, we wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors.
All right, guys, we are back. And as we said, jump onto YouTube, TNA Impact on Fox Sports. I think it was actually Fox Sports Network that they were actually on. This was from June of 2004. Alan, could you give us our countdown?
Ladies and germs, get ready to play with us in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ah, yes, look at these memories.
Now, a bit of housekeeping about this too. We have talked about you wanting me to watch this, and this is back when it was a joke where I would say, nah, What's this dog shit? What are we watching this for? And you're like, Al, you need to give it a go. And I go, no. And now I'm a little bit older, a little bit wiser, less of a prick. I have come to love TNA. And I, in the Impact Zone, the Asylum, this is where some of the best wrestlers came. And then they finally made it to WWE. And it's just fun to go back and look at what the remnants of WCW was. And some people didn't go to WWE right away. They had this to go to. This is where they could get a payday. This is where they support their families. And
well, it's crazy because it's like two things with this here. It's actually the second anniversary of TNA was the week before this show. So we're two years deep into TNA because we covered the first TNA pay-per-view. This was a time where I was 18. Like I was in high school, like year 12 watching this. Religiously watching it. There were years where I kind of fell out, which was around like 2013-14. But even like this, like Team Canada, like to me, you think like Team Canada, WCW, Lance Storm, Mike Awesome, you know, Major Guns and stuff like that.
Yep.
But this TNA version, what, Petey Williams, X Division star, Eric Young, the comedy, and look at the young Bobby Roode. Look at that.
All that. And it's wild to think, was it? Eric Young is still going today, and Robbie Roode and Petey Williams are producers and writers for WWE. Just shows, you know, for how many years ago this was. Unbelievable.
And crazy to think, I think there's a number of talent on tonight's show, like Amazing Red, who's actually coming out now. He's actually wrestling this weekend at TNA Slammiversary in an Ultimate X.
Yep.
Like this was 24 years ago, and this fella's about to get back in there with these young guys. So,
yep.
Wow.
He's young here, too. He's going to be at least 20.
So he's 21 there, so he's 45 now.
45.
Sanjay Dutt. So he's over there in AEW.
Yes.
He's doing some stuff with Jeff Jarrett, and I think it was Jay Lethal and stuff like that, mainly on the smaller shows. So this is Hector Garza. So I don't if have a look at him, who do you think he looks like?
He looks like Dan Severn, but with less hair. And is it
Dan Severn?
He looks like
his nephew's Hector Garza Jr. in the WWE.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Got the mustache and the goatee like Buff Bagwell as well, too. And the bod, too. Jeez.
Wow. So what this is, when you've got Team Canada versus Team International, what TNA used to do, and I actually wish they could bring this back, is they would do country versus country tournaments once a year. Where you would have like, you know, Team USA, you know, Team India, you know, Team Canada. And then each week they would have like one-on-one matches, triple threat matches, tag team matches, and the winning team would win a trophy. And they would do it over like a series of months leading to this one big matchup. So for this six-man tag, you've actually got Team International. So you've got three different cultures on one team. And then you've got the fool there with Team Canada with Scott D'Amore, who I think, again, I think there's been talks of him actually going back to TNA on the news, but he was the one that brought the name back, TNA, because they were Impact Wrestling for so many years. He was one of the ones that really drove the return of the TNA name that we have now.
Yep. Oh, backbreaker.
And your thoughts on the six-sided ring?
It's always weird to look at. I'm not a big fan of it, but I'm a dude that loves tradition. I love shit. But again, at this time, it was different, and people watched. People were like, "Where's this? Why is it not the squared circle? Where's the ring, like the boxing ring, or you know, where this is very much like the six-sided ring, like the octagon, and for UFC, it was just like, it's different." And it had people watching. Oof. Mm. Even like this young referee. Yeah, this is like a time match, isn't it? Yeah.
So every match is 10 minutes, but a championship match is half an hour.
And the referee there, I believe he's a referee for WWE now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure he's going to have a look.
Yep. Oh, nice.
Bulldog. It's like a variation of Bret Hart and Bulldog's old one, when they used to do the shoulders bulldog off the top row.
Yep.
And it's crazy, like the whole Universal Studios thing. It's like, it makes me think back of like WCW Saturday Night when they used to film that and stuff like that. And the fans would come in and then sit down and get a wrestling show.
Well, this is because there were. I remember hearing Eric Bischoff talk about this on 83 Weeks about his time in TNA. And they used to get people like, you know, they used to hand out pamphlets around Universal Studios and go, "Do you want to come as be a part of wrestling? Come and sit in the crowd." And it's like, do I have to pay? And like, no, just sit there and sit down and cheer. It's like, all right, sweet.
Here's the good guys. Here's the bad guys. And yeah.
Go. Yeah. Mm. But there is a couple of dudes, four dudes in the front row there, who, one with a luchador mask and three other dudes with white Impact, this is TNA shirts, and they're really getting it. And look at these guys.
Mm. Lincoln it's Park very much. You see that?
Uh-huh. Park yes. Yes. Again, it shows, you know, the remains of WCW.
Mm.
It's still here. Well,
it's the fans looking for that alternative.
Absolutely.
Because you think, like, this is June. So let's think of, like, June 04 WWE. That's like the era of Triple H as the world heavyweight champion.
It's the Reign
like
of Terror.
Evolution time. Yeah, like it's that time. Chris Benoit, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle, all those guys. So
that's right. People are just looking for something different. And this is very much like a classic WCW opener where you get all the luchadors out, or you get all the cruiserweights, and you just, all right, go nuts. Go have a six-person tag and kick ass and, you know, which I think, again, when it became towards the end of WCW, some of the opening matches were far superior than the main events they were putting on.
Yeah, because I think back, like, even like 1998, 1999 cruiserweights like Blitzkrieg and stuff like that, they would just be going flying off the top rope, like, but energy based. Let's get the fans going. We know what they want to come and see.
Absolutely.
I always say you and I would talk the X Division. You were like, what's the X Division? Like, what is that?
Yeah, what's what? The,
I'll watch this by Sanjay.
Oh, somersault, goodness.
Almost like a 619.
Who a Corona? I'll have a Corona, please. Holy. Was that a German?
He flips it into a neckbreaker. The code red.
Code red.
Here we go. Now, here it is. This is the move, man. You'll see it in a second. This is the
here we
move.
Go.
Here we go.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, love it. So good. In a time when it was just him being the one to do it.
That's right. Oh, my God. Alley-oop.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's legal. Wait. Yeah.
That was nasty.
Here we go. Sanjay up top.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Outsider's edge.
No. Oh, Karana.
Very nice.
What's his? What's it? What's he going for?
Look at this. Airtime.
A big, oh wow, it was like a
torpedo moonsault.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about Hector Garza. Like, I did a bit of a read up earlier this week to kind of go, where may I have seen him? And he was a huge AAA star. Like, he was multi time champion, but he only passed away in 2013. So, 9 years after this event, he was 43. Yeah,
that's young.
So he wasn't that
young.
Wasn't that old when he passed. So
no, that's
but
still
yeah, his nephew's Hector Garza Jr. that we have in WWE from like the Latino World Order and stuff like that.
Yes.
Oh, look at these two,
Mike Tenay and Don West.
Mm. And it's funny because like I love JR and King, but I was these guys. Like I used to love tuning in and watching Don West and Mike Tenay, because to me, like, Tenay was that last bit of WCW in my ear.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Don West absolutely. Was completely new. Yeah.
But he was exciting, too. Like, Don West was like, I'd never seen this dude before, but Jesus Christ, he is like, he's eating the scenery. He is chewing it up. He is enjoying wrestling. Instead of,
and he's a good salesman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I heard it.
Do you remember this?
Is that Toby Keith? Toby Keith.
Mm.
I remember. We watched this show, didn't we? Him.
Get out of my way.
We watched this,
show,
didn't we? Guys.
We did this show at least, like, what, 9 years ago, I think?
Oh, yeah.
Decade we did it, yeah.
Toby Keith, guys. He's a Toby Keith. He hated that, too. It was so fucking funny.
He gives him the suplex. And he talks trash. He goes, yeah, suplex to you. Watch. Gives him a suplex and then talks
good God.
With a suplex pose.
Wow.
Here we
that's
go.
Huge,
and
though.
He awkwardly stands up and goes, suplex. Watch. Yeah.
I suplex you. Oh.
Look at Scott Hall there and Malice as well in the ring.
I was going to say, that's Malice, isn't it?
Mm. So that's Johnny Fairplay from
yes.
Survivor. Mm. Funny thing, I was going back through the archives of the Circle of Debate podcast. Love those guys. Justin, Ivan do some great work every week. They're doing their show. They had Johnny yes. Fairplay in like one of their watch-alongs. Like he's literally in their show at the house, sitting there as they're doing a watch-along. This was like 5 years ago or something like that. But he was literally in their show. Mm.
That's awesome. Oh, shit.
Wednesday time. So you think like oh. Monday Night Raw, this was Wednesday Night Impact.
Yeah.
Look at this, man.
What's AEW? That's it's Wednesday night
Wednesday.
As well?
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's
Dynamite.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's Shark Boy.
Do you remember when he did the Stone Cold gimmick?
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Yeah.
That lives free frame in my head where he was like, what? And like he was doing the head bobble as Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know? He was just.
The vest and everything, yeah. Oh, here he comes. God damn it.
This is an opponent?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. still one of my favorite characters to play in WWE 2K25.
I was going to ask you, is it cool?
He's cool. He's a great character. He's just to have him in the game and put him in the loop. He's a hardcore fighter too, which is kind of fun. Now, and again, here's another guy who's now a writer and a producer for WWE, is Abyss.
Well, this is all pre-Jim Mitchell. Like, this is pre storyline, the whole thing with Sting. Like, we covered the, what was it, the Lights Rights match that they did with the tombstones and the coffins. And, like, this is all pre that, before he was NWA champ, and he's kind of still finding himself with his gimmicks, so. And he was an awesome big man. Like, I remember going back and watching this, like, his matches with Sabu and Samoa Joe and Rhino and Raven and stuff like that. I loved AJ Styles, their lockdown cage match in 05. And so that's Goldilocks. Remember, she was the old announcer, the old backstage interviewer?
Yes.
She was, like, supposedly in the storyline, she's controlling Abyss, making him do what he's doing. I don't remember that, but yeah.
Watch out! Oh!
Jesus. Yep. That's Rudy Charles referee, I think.
It is Rudy Charles, that's right.
Look at this. Go shut
this up. This is get out torture. No, I got out of it.
We're a minute in. Here it comes.
That's it! Count to 1,000. Yes, he does. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Far out. That was 1 minute and 15 seconds, guys, for those playing at home.
Yep, for anyone playing at home.
Excalibur back there, look.
Shut up, Excalibur.
Super Dragon.
Yes. Oh!
Look at
bang.
That. I love Man.
You
it's
love Man.
Kind of throwback to Big Boss Man, but the full whiplash that he used to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of my favorite ones he did was when he took on Sabu and they were having like a hardcore no DQ. What the hell? Look out.
It's Popeye. How did they get the... Oh, because it's Universal Shield. That's right. They would have had...
And it's let's celebrate 75 years of Popeye.
Did you eat your spinach today, people? Who the fuck... Who remembers Popeye? Huh?
I remember the horror movie Popeye, which I watched on Tubi a couple of weeks ago, which is terrible.
There was a horror movie?
Yeah.
Shocking. Is it? Is it?
It's got, it's got olive oil and all that. It's terrible.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like the newest thing now is like, let's make, you know, cartoon things into horror things like Mickey Mouse and Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that, yeah. But see how we're already into the next match? Like, boom, we're into the next thing now. Like, there's no mucking around with this tonight show.
We got Chris Harris who came over to...
And Chris Harris, yeah.
Chris Harris came, had a cup of tea in WWF. And,
do you remember his name when he was in ECW?
No.
Brandon Walker.
Brandon Walker.
Yeah, kind of like sounds like, you know, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, that's what I made me think of. It. Yeah. Oh, look at it. Nearly got tech.
Yeah. Now, this is a pretty interesting tag team. See here if you can figure out who Dallas is coming out behind.
I know who Kid Catch is. I remember him from ECW. Yeah.
Do you know who Dallas is?
He's one of the Harris brothers, isn't he?
No.
He's
with Jake the Snake. He's with Jake the Snake in AEW. That's Lance Hoyt.
That's Lance Hoyt. Fuck, I was going to say, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Is he still with... is that still happening? Lance Hoyt with... Are you talking like...
I think he's still there. He's just not in a program.
What about Jake?
I think he's still there.
Okay.
There's just no programs for them, so.
Yeah, again, it's classic Tony with his, like, I have all my daddy money. Why don't you come and wrestle? Please come. Yeah.
I've got all my toys. Please. Which toys do I want to use?
I've got all the collection. Come to wrestle. A 30-minute time limit.
Yeah, so that's so Dallas and Kid Cash. So the belts that they've actually got there, they're the NWA Tag Team Championships. So TNA didn't get their own belts until 2007. So at that time, all the belts you see, so the X Division was really the TNA belt, I would say, but the tag belt and the world title were owned by the NWA. So they're the belts that you would see, you know, all those years on like the old WWF, like 1997, when like Jim Cornette was doing stuff there.
Yeah.
So Dallas would become Lance Hoyt in what I would say this company, and then eventually over to AEW.
The
Kid Cash,
the Murder Hawk.
Kid Cash would go to WWE and be with Jamie Noble and do the
pitch. Jamie Noble. That's right. That's right. Man, I forgot about that.
And then James Storm made like two appearances on NXT, like WWE, and then it never became an actual thing.
Oh, really? Okay. And he's still going today too, isn't he?
I believe he is.
Yeah.
He did an interview years ago, like people said, well, why didn't you ever stay? Like, what happened? And he said it was what they wanted. I had to move. And he said, young family, I could not see us completely relocating across the country.
I think I remember hearing that on the Pritchard show.
It would have on that too.
Yeah, I think him saying. Oi!
Yeah, and Chris Harris, like, you think about these two, like, they originally were opponents. Like, when NWA TNA first started, these two would run the circuit as opponents, one working a heel, one working a face. And then one night, I think someone got injured in a match, and they're like, hey, we need a tag team. Let's just throw you two together. And it was just bang. It just clicked.
Well, that's some of the best tag teams are like that. You know, it's once they have like a program where they're facing each other and it's, you know, they just play off each other, and then you put them in a tag team. You're like, hang on. You guys work really well. Oh.
Like, they tried doing a few singles run with him. I think it was like 2007, I think, Chris Harris, but he wasn't the same. Like, I don't know what happened. It just couldn't get over. It just didn't connect with the audience, and they just were like, nah. If he wasn't with somebody, it just kind of wasn't there. It just didn't click. Ooh, very nice.
I look at that like the New Age Outlaws. Like, I found, that Billy Gunn and Road Dogg always needed to be together, because one, Road Dogg could talk and Billy Gunn could wrestle. But they always they always needed each other, because when Road Dogg was doing his thing by himself, he was quickly put into a tag team with, did I hear Tanay say the tape machines are rolling? He's pulling out from a Shivani line there. A Shivanto line. But then you watch Billy Gunn. He's still going strong today. Like, the man's leaner than lean. And he can wrestle still. Where Road Dogg, on the other hand, whole different situation where he is.
I think the year that I think you're talking about is that 99 year. When, like, Road Dogg's like, and then I think Billy Gunn's hardcore champion. And then next minute you see X-Pac's with Road Dogg, China's with Billy. So they're back to a team again. And then they made him win the King of the Ring, which was such a random win of the King of the Ring, which really didn't lead to anything. Like, you think today, the King of the Ring leads to a championship match at SummerSlam.
Yep.
Billy Gunn in 99 took on The Rock in a Kiss My Ass match. And that he got buried in that one. That didn't even.
He absolutely did. For him, so. A plus size woman came out and. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Just chucked him then.
What's he doing?
I think he's doing a moonsault. No,
Hurricane. When you move.
That's your partner.
Oh. That's your partner. Oh, that's my partner. Oh!
Holy shotly crap.
What the fuck?
That was
crazy. Too much time.
That was pretty cool. And they were a good team. I always liked America's Most Wanted. Like, they were, like, when you think of, like, TNA tag teams, I always think these two, but then I also think Beer Money. That was such a popular team.
I was about to say, I'm more familiar with Robbie Roode and Chris Harris as Beer Money. Oh, that's James how Storm. I know that.
Yeah.
James Storm, sorry.
Oh, very nice.
Oh.
And even like Dallas, you know, he has vibes of like, I think like Big Cass, Test, like he has those vibes of a natural big man.
Jesus.
And I think he is still going. You just don't see him, I don't think, much. I don't even know if he's on ROH, like maybe move him there, do something new, but I don't know where he is. I don't know what's even happening, so.
I thought you had your ear to the ground when it comes to AEW.
I do, but I actually don't think he's even competing. Like, I don't know if he's injured and it's taken him out.
Oh,
see, that's his finisher now. He does this now.
Yes, it is. Wow.
Ooh, frog splash.
Oh!
Gore. Who are the refs?
Bonk.
Dude, that's real Test style, that.
Yep.
Up and over. Nope.
Nah, just heard his nads.
Harris in the center. Here we go.
New champs. New tag. Wow. New champs. Wow. Man.
Good matchup. It's about 9.5 minutes. So that's their fourth time now.
Yep, there we
probably
go.
One thing you might remember from like things we've sent over the years, like GIFs and stuff, was Chris Harris was the one that took the Hurricane Rana from the top of the cage from Alex Skipper.
Yep.
When he walked across the top of the cage, yeah, Harris was the one that took that in their, I think it was Triple X versus America's Most Wanted. The losing team has to disband.
Mm. We've done that, haven't we? We watched that match on here.
We've watched highlights, but we've never done it.
Okay.
We've talked about it, but never done it. It was Turning Point, I believe, in November.
Oh, there's some snake skin boots right here.
Stone Cold.
We got a pair of jeans. Stone Cold. He wouldn't wear snake skin boots.
He's making the leap. He's crossing the line.
The TNA line.
Yes, their old tagline was TNA cross the line.
And cross
TNA,
the line, yes.
We are wrestling.
So. We are wrestling.
Nice tan Who? There on today. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he stepped away from wrestling a long time ago, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I think another Rhodes on TV.
TNA where they just changed it. They were like, we want to just completely rebrand. And it's like, we love you, TNA, but we want to do something different. We want something new and fresh for a new audience.
Yep.
And he was taken out, so.
And he hasn't, I think, what was it? I heard that Shivani wanted him. He reached out to TNA to come to AEW, but he was just like, "Nah, I'm enjoying retirement. I'm happy with life. I'm happy not being involved with wrestling anymore."
This is pretty cool.
Dusty Rhodes.
Mm. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, baby.
And he's one of those guys, like when, you know, WCW closed, he made his own company. Made his own company with his son and did some stuff there. And I don't think he ever went to WWA. He kind of made up his own thing.
And then he went over to WWE and did a program with the Authority with Stephanie.
Mm.
Supposedly that wasn't planned where he put his hand in front of Stephanie's face and she slapped it away and he put it back up. And then he did some stuff
like
with
he goes off the mic here talking about former NWA champs and he doesn't mention Ric Flair at all.
Why would he mention Flair? That was one of his enemies. You don't mention the person
He names everyone else, though. If you go back to the he names Terry Funk and all the other people, he never mentions Flair by name.
Yeah. Why would you mention your mortal enemy? The guy who used to make your life a living hell. Who broke your leg.
He's adjusting the pants there. Did you catch that?
He's not wearing underwear either. That is just a story. I think it might be true that most of the time Dusty wasn't a fan of underwear.
Mm.
Yeah.
And crazy thing, like this date, how old do you think Cody is at this time?
How old's Cody now? 40 something?
He was 19 here.
He was 19, yeah. Cody is
about 19 years old. Cody Rhodes, like not in the WWE. I don't think he was over in Florida doing that stuff when he went there. This is still those years away before, you know, the team with Randy Orton and Legacy and things like that. So,
oh, this music. My world, my world.
God, I always remember this song because I think back to my old childhood of you going, oh, turn that shit off. Like any time I was watching TNA, you'd be like, turn that shit down.
Because it was Jeff Jarrett. I couldn't stand it.
You know what? You'll go, you know what? This is why I don't watch it. And then you walk off.
Yeah. As soon as I saw Jeff Jarrett on my TV, I'm like, why the fuck am I watching this? Al, come in. Come in. Dusty's on. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. And out comes Jeff
Jarrett. My world drop, you're just out. I'm out.
I forgot about that.
I hate this shit.
There's a memory that I've like taken out of my head and I don't remember doing that, but you're bringing it back because I'm like, and he used it for his show too. I used to listen to the Jeff Jarrett show as well, the podcast, and my world.
This is an interesting promo. Like when you think, like when like Cody's told those stories of like when his dad was struggling, you know, ECW time when he went there and he was really struggling with money. Jared takes some personal shots a lot at that here. Like, do you need money, Dusty? How much do you need? And it's just like, ooh, I like it.
Yeah, but
that real fake and. Yeah.
But that's also a Jerry Jarrett being a. That's the Jarretts and the Rhodes just not getting along, you know. It's always about money. Dusty running around buying a jet with the Crockett's money. Yeah.
And did look at these two face off towards the end of like WCW in like a tag match with Flair or something?
Yeah. Who was it? It was Jared.
Dustin or?
Yep. And it was a kiss my ass match, a tag team match. And Jared. And that's right. Dusty abundantly made it clear he stopped wearing underwear and he started eating bean burritos. That's one thing I remember. I've started to eat bean burritos. And then you look over at Dustin. He's like, it's nasty. I tell you what, it's nasty, Daddy. Daddy, it's nasty. I remember, but I don't remember who Jared was teaming with.
I think it was Flair. I think
it was Flair. It was Greedo.
Because it's that time, remember when Ric Flair made like the Magnificent Seven team?
And yes, yes.
And they buried Goldberg and all those things. I think it was that early 2001 time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. When they buried Goldberg and they, then they had the funeral for him and they opened up the casket and there was a jackhammer inside.
Yeah.
I was like, do you get it? Do you get it? And I'm like, yeah, we get it. Thank you, Russo. Thank you.
And also thinking too, like another reason why I also wanted to cover this year, because I know in the upcoming Dark Side of the Ring, which is coming up soon, there's actually a two-part Jeff Jarrett TNA themed episode coming out. I think it's the opening episode of that. Yeah. Get him tonight. Come on, tonight. Heel turn. Low blow. Come on.
Heel turn. Why would?
Just to mix it up, Al.
No.
Look at this, the shimmy. Here we go, turn around.
Oh, he whacked it with my... That's a fucking Three Stooges thing right there with the hat.
Yeah. The glasses went flying. Off they go.
Boom. Oh, in the gut.
And we've never covered actually any Dusty in this podcast, too. No matches.
We haven't. We haven't, no. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Guitar.
The guitar shot.
Look out.
Get rowdy.
Look out. Okay, quick.
Still going today.
He's a tag champ, isn't he? Or is he...
With Damian Priest.
Damian Priest, yeah.
Damian Priest.
24 years later.
Yep. Watch out. Here it comes.
Years later. Yeah.
Oh!
No sound, though. There was, like, no audio to it.
Nah. I'm going to take my belt.
Oh. Billy. Oh, this is a Road Dogg, eh?
Road Dogg and BG Conan. James.
Yeah.
Conan as well, too.
News about Conan?
No, what?
I think he's been really unwell. I think there was double amputation.
Oh, fuck.
I thought I saw something on the news about 2 weeks ago that he like just had both his legs.
That's like Bagwell last year.
Yeah.
All these dudes, you know, it just shows. That's right. I forgot their name, the Three Live Crew. Yeah. What? Ooh.
And there's also talks I've heard of actually BJ James coming to AEW is what I've heard too. But then I also heard things
as not to wrestle, is he?
TNA. I don't know. Title match? MJF? Wembley?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
I'm not going to say anything mean because you know why I don't want to say anything mean? Because he follows me. He follows me on X.
Mm.
So, here we go.
Well, this is the born again of Vince Russo. This is the born again character where he was like the good guy, which is like you're not good, you're bad. Look at that.
Ooh.
That was the X Division match between when Styles became the first champ. Ricky Steamboat was the referee. That was
Oh my god!
Watch this.
Oh my god! Hey, Scott Hudson.
So badly.
Scott Hudson.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We just saw a great preview there, guys, of Alan's favorite match type, the Ultimate X. So.
It wasn't at the time. Now I am. I enjoy the shit.
Mm.
It's different. Oh, is that? That's Skip.
That's Skipper there, yeah.
Yeah, it was Skipper, wasn't it?
Mm.
From,
trying to get Alan into the Ultimate X guys, and it was the one where the X kept falling, and Alan goes, if the X falls one more time, I'm leaving.
I'm walking out.
Goes, I'm out, and he just gets up.
You tried so hard for it, too.
Alan, Saban won, and you're like, I don't
Holy
care,
shit.
I'm not looking at it.
A Frankie Kazarian shot.
Yeah.
Oi. He wasn't wrestling at this time, was he? He was just a background guy in the back, was he?
I don't believe in 04 he did. In 03, I think he may have done some stuff with Raven, but I do know within the next 12 months after this, he put up his own show against One Night Stand 05.
That's right.
So this
That's
is a
right,
year
yeah.
later he did his own, I think it was like Hardcore Homecoming or something like that. And supposedly, I think it was like either the night before the ECW show and some talent were double booked. And then a lot of the talent that were on his show didn't do the One Night Stand show. Like, you know, CW Anderson and Simon Diamond and stuff like that. They did.
They rocked up. As
opposed to the other one, yeah.
They rocked up at towards the end when they had that massive brawl. And they're all taped up, hurt.
Mm.
So what we got here, next division match?
So this is a four corners matchup, and this is important because Kenzarian's the working heel, and no one's been able to defeat him.
Okay.
This time, AJ Styles was a heavyweight. We'd say quotations heavyweight. He had left the X Division, the NWA champion. This is him coming back to the X Division to be the one to come after Kenzarian. He's going to give you this dream matchup between these two. And it's crazy to think you got Chris Sabin. You know,
I was going to say, that was Sabian. That was Sabin,
yeah.
Absolute waste what they're doing with they had their good time in WWF, and that was a waste. Mm. I don't know. You could do so much with them. There was even like a notice at one time towards before their departure, Gargano was going to do a program with them. Like he was, it was on the rise. I remember watching a SmackDown and going, before he was stopped doing that fucking planking gimmick that he does now, I was like, are we, because again, Johnny Gargano, he could be that, the guy working with the two, you know, with all those guys are all near the same age, but they can all wrestle like fucking gods.
Yeah, no, it's weird. I've been seeing people saying, we're getting a step closer to getting the Young Bucks and potentially against, you know, Motor City Machine Guns, chuck in the New Day and have this kind of dream trio, you know, triple threat of those two or those three teams. So
wouldn't be surprised if they do it. Wait for When's it? Wimbledon, you said? The next
Wembley AEW show? I believe it's August. No, they've you got see? Redemption, which is in July, and then in August you've got Wembley.
Yeah, Wembley is that's their payday. That's like their WrestleMania, though. That is a great drop kick. Mm.
Do you know much about Michael Shane that's in the ring?
I think I've seen him before, but I'm not familiar with his game. Beautiful.
So he used to go by the name Matt Bentley, was his other name. He's a former X Division star. His actual uncle is Shawn Michaels, which is how you get the look that he has here.
I was about to say, yeah, so I think I've seen...
Think of it like think of the name, you know, Shawn Michaels,
yep.
SM,
yep.
Michael Shane. It's just reversed. And his finish is a super kick. So he literally it was the X Division Shawn Michaels that we had.
I think there's that photo. That's why he looked for me when I was watching it. And it's Michaels, Daniel Bryan, or Bryan Danielson, and this guy, and they're all training at the Shawn Michaels school.
Yeah.
So that's why he looked familiar. So
Antonio, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's Shawn Michaels. Look at that. He's just Shawn.
Absolutely.
Mm. He was a good star. Like, I think there was a time there where he got a bit, like, they got a bit stuck, and they put him with Raven when Raven had this kind of, like, a gothic team. I think he was in that team. Like, Kaz was in it, and it was like they were mutes, and they were kind of like a Raven's flock. I think he was in that. Had a whole different name change, but he's like, it reminds me of someone like Shannon Moore, like, very good wrestler. They just,
I had to double take when I saw that. When I saw him before, I was like, is that Shannon Moore? No. Oh.
On the floor. Yeah. And then Skipper, you know, we've covered a lot of him, eh? WCW, late 2000s, Team Canada, prime time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wasn't he a Cruiserweight tag champ with Kid Romeo, eh, towards the end?
He was, what yes. Was
that? Hmm.
Jeez.
That is like a cradle DDT.
Yeah. Cradle DDT, or right on it, yeah.
So Skipper's, like, TNA time was, like, again, known for that big spot there with the walk along the cage, but he was with Loki and Daniels for quite a bit, and they were Triple X was their team.
That's right.
Lots of matches. I don't think he ever had a title run, though, as X Division champ, multi-time tag champ, but never an X Division champion. Look at this.
Fucking AJ Styles is a god.
Mm.
Not gonna lie, I shed a tear. I shed several tears.
I thought he was AEW bound. That's the one thing. I thought he was going. I thought it was going to be the Young Bucks were post and stuff. And I'm like, Alan will be not happy. But
wow. Well, again,
what were you saying? You shed a tear, did you?
When AJ, I didn't expect him to. I thought we're getting the John Cena treatment. It was like we're going towards the end of the year, and then we're going to hang him up. Nah, we're not. We're actually going to end it at the beginning of the year. And you're like, and then if you go back and think about it, the tag team run that he had with Dragon Lee, all the matches he had with John Cena, and all his old feuds that he had with all these people that he wrestled. You're like, We were seeing it again. We were seeing it for the last time. And you're like, okay, I wasn't ready for that.
Mm.
What's he doing here?
Look at
outside.
Holy Jesus. He nearly hit the guardrail.
Nearly went into the laps of the people in the first row.
Jeez, that would have hurt.
Oh, and landed on his.
Look at these two facing off. Saban.
That would have been great. They could have done this fucking hell in WWE. But again, oh!
Now, look how much airtime Styles gets here. He almost, like, overshoots it. Look how fast he comes and how high he jumps.
Is he going to do a Montez? Because I hate when Montez does this.
Watch this. Look how far and how high he goes.
Wowzers.
Look at that.
There's a
Montez
match
does
that,
like the buckle one, doesn't he? Doesn't from the
and I hate it because it scares the shit out of me. I'm like, oh, don't do it, and I'm like, and I do. I watch it with my son. And he goes, Dad, grow up, and I'm like, shut up. You have no idea, dude. That shit scares me.
Mm.
Where again, when I was young, when we were young and watching wrestling, seeing shit like that was exciting. But I look at stuff now. Oh, it's tearing up the band.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Watch this sunset.
I am.
Center. Twist him over. Center of the ring. So with the win,
yep.
AJ Styles gets Kanzarian one-on-one for the X Division Championship next week on the Impact show, so episode 2.
Unbelievable. Such a great match.
With Pyro.
Yeah, I know. It scared Don West. When it went bang, when, oh! How old's AJ here? He's pushing what? Early 20?
I would say so. Like, if he's in his, what, late 40s now, hey? 50s?
Yeah.
So I
would say. Same with Kanzarian, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kanzarian's still going over there on Impact as well.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Hmm.
Wow. Wow.
Hmm. Well, there you go, Ella. Any closing comments on that one?
Fun. It was a good show. There we go. I looked at my screen and I actually shit my pants there and went, why am I talking like this? It's getting late, guys. Even the internet's going, hey, go to fucking bed, you two old bastards. Come on. No, good show. Good to go back and watch some TNA. And at one time, yes, I used to shit all over this because it wasn't WWE. It's not authentic wrestling. It's more entertainment, but this is like too flippity floppity fly. But again, you get a bit older, you get a bit wiser, and you start to like learn to love things and respect things. And I'm slowly getting there with AEW. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it sounds like every week I'm shit canning it, and I am. But again, this is for, you think about it, for the guys and girls who don't have WWE and they won't be coming back, or they've come back and it didn't work out, and so they've gone to another place. It's another payday for them. And how the world is functioning right now in this little blue planet that we're living on, as long as you've got a job, as long as you're making some mint, you know, you might be wrestling under a man-child who loves to play with his toys. He considers his wrestling his toys, but hey, you're getting paid. So, but at this time too, watching TNA, Impact and what was going on there, a lot of these guys were not ready for WWE. And if they were at WWE, they weren't going to get used properly. So they could easily go to Universal Studios, wrestle up a fucking storm with their friends, and then create memories. And it's fun to go back and watch this type of stuff and go, man, you know, that was fun. You know, watching AJ there, man, he could go. And he still went. Like I said to you probably a couple of minutes ago, you know, how it got towards the end of the beginning of the year, like seeing him leave, you're like, man, we had him at a really good time. And watching TNA and going back and watching this stuff was fun times. And then you had the stuff with Dusty and Jarrett and Mr. Russo and all that stuff. But if you try to fast forward most of the time all through the promos and shitty talk, and you put on some wrestling, that's what it's all really about.
And that's what I loved about this time too, because that was only a one-hour show, and that's how their shows were. It goes back to like the original NXT. Here's three matches, maybe a championship match, maybe a title change. So those really quick, short, couple of ad breaks, but here's 50 minutes of guaranteed wrestling, maybe 40 minutes if there's a promo or two, but it was that quick, fast wins. So guys, before we finish up, we want to give a shout out to two great wrestling podcasts. Check these guys out.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag Join the Mark Order. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
This is Brian H. Waters here, one half of the Wrestling Realm. As we celebrate our 10th anniversary, we invite you to join in the celebration by subscribing to our YouTube channel. That's going to youtube.com/The Wrestling Realm. Realm spelt with a W. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Wrestling Realm. Like the fan page on Facebook at The Wrestling Realm. And last but certainly not least, find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora Podcast, and Anchor at The Wrestling Realm. This is Brian H. Waters signing off. Back to the Brocast Podcast.
All right, guys, we are back, and we have reached the tail end of episode 232 of the Brocast Podcast. Alan, where can people find you?
Well, it's TTV Alan Ross 84 on the old Twitch channel. I know I said I was going to play a different game on my channel. I lied. I jumped in and started playing Fable Anniversary, and I could not help myself. So thank you, everyone, for who jumped in for that stream. I wasn't expecting the views on that one. Thank you so much. Also, when it comes to X, and I just spoke about my X because I am followed by Mr. Russo, myself. That's not a flex. It's just how things go. That's Alan Ross 84 at TBK. That's where you can find me. Like I said, I might be jumping on Twitch sooner rather than later, so just come along. If I'm playing Fortnite, feel free to yell at the screen because I know I am absolutely ass. That's why I don't play builds. That's why I play... Occasionally, I'll jump in and do no builds. Or if I'm doing Blitz, and if you're waiting for something, you want to watch a stream, I'll do that for 2 hours straight. Just play Blitz nonstop. That's a fun fucking game where it's just bang. 8 minutes of gameplay, boom, move to the next one, move to the next one. Oh, you lost? Keep going, keep going. So, again, jump on there, guys. You can see me on there. Tom, what about you?
Well, guys, you can check us out on the Brocast. That's THEBROKAST on Twitter. You can also check us out in video format on YouTube at the Brocast Podcast in Gaming. Our weekly UFC content, we've got the What Ifs, we've got the What The... We've got the UFC events on the weekend. In regards to this podcast, you will get another episode at the start of July. We are cracking open the TBK Vault for our Wrestling Companion Redux of Fully Loaded 2000. It was a show that we recorded at least 9 years ago. Old show.
Wow. Yep.
Benoit Rock, Taker Angle, Jericho Hunter, and the steel cage spot of Rikishi doing the big splash under Val Venus. Great show. I love putting it together. Some great
Jimmy
memories.
Snooker. Yep.
Yeah. So that's coming out in about 2 weeks. And then you will hear our voice for the month of July for episode 234. But with that being said, guys, thank you for your downloads. Thank you for hitting play. But as we say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening all.
Good night.
Yeah, guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
So thank you once again for everyone giving some questions to the Brocast mailbag. We should make a little mailbag thing up and say TBK bag. TBK mailbag. TBK mailbag.
TBK bag. I've got your TBK bag right here for you. Is your mum home?
So thank you once again.
Hey, mate, is your missus home? I've got your TBK bag. Yeah, come in, mate.